Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
What up, what up?
Hey, hey.
What's popping?
Welcome back to Shift Real Talk, where we talk about love, life, and relationships.
And we do own the rights to that music.
Hey. So listen, if we are discussing anything today that really helps you, or you just want to hear more videos like this, make sure you subscribe, okay? Yeah. And listen, we want you to comment on the conversation. We want you to get in on it. So make sure you put some comments in there in the chat. And last but not least, we here at Shift Real Talk are now on all social media platforms, podcast platforms. So you can even hear us on in the car on the way to work in the
That's
morning.
Right. Come on here.
I'm your girl, Lady Free.
I'm your boy, Pastor Jay. And we'll introduce
Zania.
That's right. That's right.
Zania.
We got Zania, but we're going to bring everybody on. Listen, y'all, we got a dope show
Absolutely.
Coming up.
I'm
and
excited.
Before we bring everybody on the screen, we just want to play this little clip to kind of introduce today's guest.
Yeah.
And I believe you guys are going to be awesomely pleased with this, man.
Absolutely.
Go to the tape. Let's go.
When I say faithful is that God says that this union is supposed to identify with how his union is with us. And I think about Hosea. And if you don't know Bible, basically Hosea had this adulterous woman as a wife. And she wasn't even trying to get with him.
That was a nice way to put it.
You know, and like God told, like literally God told him, go get your wife. The point was, he was like, as filthy as she is you all without me. And I never stopped desiring you. I'm still chasing after you. I still want you. You still the apple of my eye, the love of my life. And a lot of us don't want our hearts to be that strong for a successful marriage. And that's where we, if it's not cheating, it's something else. Is we argue too much, or we can't figure out the finances, or communication, or it's boring. And there's something, even if it's not the, whatever your, if this happened and I'm out, you don't have the heart for marriage. Because God said, nothing will separate me from my love for you. And so, again, it's not something that any of you deserve. But in reference to the fact that he gives us so much we don't deserve, how do we reflect that if we can't give it back to him? Who do we give it to? And if we can't give it to the person we say we love the most to our side, who else is going to be worthy to receive that particular love? And so, again, we get weak. The reality is love is actually not this mushy, strong, little, oh, cuddly thing. It is the force that keeps humanity together. But we won't let it have its power in our life. And so, again, money, I've seen happy, peaceful, broke people. I've seen broken down, rich people. So, again, it's the people that have the love and joy in their heart that says, it's okay, it hurts, but I'm still going to hang in here because somebody did it for me. And now you, the same way I was worth it to him, you're worth it to me.
Yo, introducing y'all and presenting to others and introducing to some, our boy, BJ.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? I'm glad to be here.
Man. Okay, listen, BJ. Now listen, man. That looked like a throwback.
It's like the cut. Like, wait, that's him?
That cut look a lot different. You got the grown man cut now. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But Zania, there goes Zania. They say, hey, come on, Zania, do real quick.
Zany.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, cool. All right.
That's a thing. Okay.
Yeah, that's a thing.
BJ, man.
BJ O'Neill, man. Thank you, man. Thank you for joining us today. man, you got an awesome story, man. There's a lot. You got a lot going on, man. And when we were introduced to you, man, we had to bring you on the show, man. And I hear, man, you're an actor, man. You got a play coming up.
Yeah, that's true.
You just released your book, right?
It's officially released, yeah, on Amazon. And we're doing the book release in September.
Yeah, so, wow.
Yeah.
Man, awesome, man. Yeah, so where you from, man? Like, tell
us. Well, you know, I was born and raised in Dallas, Texas. Okay, you know,
okay.
D-Town.
Okay.
Shout out to the Cowboys.
Let's go.
Got you one.
No, we clicked.
I got one. That's all I need.
That's all we need, man.
So, you know, migrated south by way of Prairie View A&M University, where I did my undergrad and grad, and just migrated further out. I've been out in Houston probably since 2009. And
okay,
so,
okay, yeah, gotcha.
2009 is when I met my boo thing.
Okay, gotcha. Come on, come on in.
You know what I'm saying? So we've been married. We got married shortly after that. So 2010, we got married. 15 years under the belt now.
Yeah, shout out to the booth.
I think we got baritone on. I think we got baritone tuning in with us. What's up, baritone?
Hey.
He said, "My boy."
That's it. What's up? 10 grand.
So listen, y'all. Listen, man. It's so good to have you on, man. Tell us about your book. Where they can find the book at, too, man.
All right, let's get a shot here. All right, so my book is called "Your Heart Matters," and essentially, what it's delving in is us doing investment. Like studying our heart to see what its condition is, because what I learned about, you guys can receive the best relationship advice, but if at the core of your heart you got something else leading it or controlling it, you're going to reject that advice, or you're going to reject the perspectives necessary to have a healthy relationship. And so this book is full of self-examination. I start with myself first, and it's basically, I feel like it's like healthy healing. Like, I get you, these things seem like they matter, or they seem like they're protecting you.
Gotcha.
But we're using the word to, you know, kind of hold it up to a mirror and see what it's really doing to our lives, so that we'd be willing to let that go, to hold on to some things that may sound foreign to us because, again, it's not how we were brought up or what we've previously used to obtain something or protect ourselves.
Gotcha.
And so, again, it's basically a book to create some heart transformation. And so it is available on Amazon. I'm doing my official book release at our poetry event, September 27th, Wellverse. We'll be here in Houston at Paper Co. It's on 1100 Elder. So I'll be there in person to physically, release my book. So, yeah.
Man, that's what's up, man. Come on, y'all. Y'all give a shout out, man. Y'all out there watching and tuning in, man. Let's support our black people, man. Let's support them. Young good brother, man, that's doing some positive stuff, man. We definitely going to support.
Appreciate
we
it.
Definitely have to come out, man. I got to make sure, baritone, we got it. I got to get y'all information, man, because we missed the last.
We missed it,
and I felt so bad. It was like, where is it?
But we're not missing this one. Well versed.
Yes.
But let's delve into this conversation, man. You know, silently broken, you know what I'm saying? And that is something I believe all of us have experienced. And understanding silence, understanding that I believe a lot of times we're silent because of what we've experienced. Our experiences have shaped our communication. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, because we've been through certain things that we weren't able to express, when we get into situations, it becomes hard to express how we really feel about what we've been through. Right. So, like, how do you guys, like, tell? I mean, if any one of you have been through anything that caused you to be silent, man, like, what would that look like to y'all guys?
Okay, I'm going to delve in real quick because you said something that was interesting. And then in your book, you was talking about how when you have broken places in your heart, basically, you can't take the advice or the counsel that you get because of the fact that you are, is something in there that's trying to, I guess, protect your heart, the broken pieces of your heart. So I feel like when we think about it, too, a lot of it comes from our childhood traumas. And or childhood situations and how we viewed the things that we thought probably was traumatic in our life that we didn't understand from the eyes of a child, right? So I feel like a lot of times from those places, we've trained ourselves to be silent because we had to. And so now as in adulthood, we really don't know how to speak that brokenness because we really didn't understand it from the beginning.
Go ahead. I yield. Go ahead. What you got?
You go ahead.
Okay. I was going to say the same thing, but what I think about, and perhaps maybe in the African-American communities, mm-hmm. I know mine, it was kind of like you didn't have space. Like, your feelings don't matter. What I said was law, mm-hmm. whatever, you need to be obedient. Gotcha. And, of course, absolutely, we need to be obedient to our parents, you know, value them as the authority, respect them as such. But where do we get trained to process feelings, emotions, materialize those so that we learn how to navigate them?
Gotcha.
We were raised to shut them off,
right?
To gotcha. Comply.
Gotcha.
And gotcha. As we grew up, again, we never developed that skill.
Gotcha.
We only see it act out in anger, right?
Yeah.
Or rejection, yeah. or silence, you know? Yeah. And so we really don't know how to do that in a healthy way. And so to not damage relationships, sometimes we feel better is to just be quiet.
Be quiet. Yep. Wow. That's key. What'd you say, Zania?
No, I was going to say, because I think we put the horse before the carriage. You have people who might be out there and say, I don't have an issue being silent. I speak my mind. You have
right.
those who say, I don't know what y'all talking about. That's not me. So, you know, my question is, does pain or silence have an appearance, right? Or does it have a sound?
That's good. I think it does. Because I often say it like this. That's what your pain looks like. Pain is your silence, to be honest. It sounds like an oxymoron. I guess that's the right word. Like, your pain looks, your silence rather, is heard in your pain. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. Does that make sense? Your silence is heard through your pain. That's how silence is when it comes down to some situations, because like you just said, when we weren't taught how to process it, so instead we acted out through our pain, through our loud emotions, that that silence turns into something more out loud. It's spoken out loud.
Our experiences, it helps to make our quietness comfortable. A lot of times when we are in experiences because of what we were not taught, that sometimes the experiences makes us comfortable in, okay, this experience is keeping me comfortable. And we hush and we learn to exist in an experience instead of dealing with it. So some of us get in situations to mask it instead of not getting into the situation at all and really dealing with that pain. And you know what I'm saying? So that is, we got to really understand that we have to deal with the silence. And two is like being with somebody who creates the space, the safe space to really actually allow you to deal with it. Now, that's how you know that you're with the right person, because they will allow, hey, let's work this thing out. Let's deal with why you're quiet. Let's deal with what happened and why, what got you there. And that's some things that we don't do. We don't create safe spaces for this to really be able to come out. You know what I'm saying? What you guys say?
Oh, no, absolutely. A couple of things, because you guys hit on a lot of good points. I know you were saying like what it looked like, even for those people that like, oh, you're going to hear me. Sometimes that's the value you make because you was maybe forced to be silent at some point. Right. And so it's empowering. But the challenge is it effective communication now at that point? Like, I get it. You want to be heard, but you want your pain to be heard. But do you feel like you got a bark to be understood?
Right.
Like, I work in education. I always say when you're yelling at the kids, it's basically your weakest sentiment of power. It's like you've lost power. So you feel like you have to gain it by yelling, you know, at the end of the day, versus trusting that your voice has command, or there's in the relationship respect. Right. You don't have to yell. You just got to say, hey, I need you to simmer down and expect. But if you're like, hey, simmer down.
Yeah.
He's like, I feel like I got to exert some extra authority. But on the other side, like you said, with the silence, it's that where you seek normal. I've learned how to survive this way.
Mm-hmm.
And so my environment is safe or comfortable in that silence. And that's what it's looked like. But I will also say sometimes it's kind of like you see something that looks static, and by when it's not in motion, it looks stable, right?
Yeah.
And you touch it and you realize it's volatile. And sometimes that's what the silent pain looks like. It's like, I can be, just don't poke the bear. Like, I'm gonna be okay, but my nerves are short because I'm carrying this load of pain all the time. You know, so I think it looks a lot of different ways, you know, at the end of the day.
You know,
I love that you said that, BJ, because that's what I was thinking, that, you know, the silence of that person who's speaking loudly is that pain. So even though I'm hollering at you, it's because I want you I want to feel like I'm asserting some kind of authority. However, inside, I'm silently keeping what's really bothering me inside.
Exactly.
So it goes back to, like you said, that effective communication. So I'm not even arguing the point that really hurts. Mm-hmm. Right. I'm arguing because this is my way of feeling like I'm heard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and so you're still practicing silence,
absolutely. Right? Yeah.
And two, you know what happens too? It's funny that because a lot of times we feel like we're silent because we're in pain, but sometimes we're silent as well because we don't want to deal with what comes with dealing with certain situations. Oh, yeah. So we're silent because I don't want you to trigger, because if you trigger, then you may cause me to trigger.
Right.
So I don't know how to deal with healthy.
Too?
Would that because be out of pain?
It goes back to
it is.
Yeah, because it comes from the childhood.
Yeah, right. I believe it is.
Your childhood hurt you to make you feel like I don't want to deal with conflict because that hurt when I dealt with it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So now in my adulthood, I avoid it because I don't want to hurt like that.
Because I know what it feels like. Yeah. Yeah.
And I know what it feels like.
It was something that was said. I forget which one of you all said it, but it put me in the mind of a mask. That's what pain looks like. You're masking. You said it. You're masking the pain. But what's behind that pain is all of the broken pieces, But as long as I can mask it and everybody sees it and it looks like I'm doing good, I'm all right, you know. And then, of course, the poking the bear thing, it's like, okay, at some point, look, I'm trying to be cool, but don't keep pushing me, because Keisha gonna come out.
I'm close to
the edge. We do not own the rights to that music, but we love it. Yeah,
I think it's more so, I hear what you're saying when you say pain. But honestly, I really think it's a behavior that we've developed.
I believe
that too. Because it's an avoidant style, attachment style.
Absolutely.
So when it's just a behavior that you learned to just avoid issues or to avoid. And sometimes that not necessarily always has to deal with pain. It's just
it's
a behavior.
Many things.
It's a behavior that we've learned.
Exactly. Yeah, it's many things. Yeah. That silence is broken pieces. It's many things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we learned that. That's a learned behavior.
So I have a question.
Uh-oh, here we go.
I have a question. Is it easier to exist with, because like I said, all of us have dealt with those type of situations, whether it's a behavior that we've learned, you know, we've seen some things growing up, you know, we've seen a lot of stuff growing up. Some of us experienced, some of us are our cultures, where we come from in our neighborhoods, have shaped the way we think. Is it easy or is it hard? Well, I'm going to say hard. Is it hard to exist in the relationship with somebody who is actually going through the same thing that you're going through when it comes to that? Like, how hard would that be to bump heads with somebody who actually is dealing with the same thing? Because what happened, and I'm saying that, there's a reason why I'm saying that, because we attract who we are. We a lot of times we don't even look for it, but we just automatically attract to the same. If we are low in a low place, we attract somebody in a low place. So, but we don't never realize that this is somebody that we're dealing with, and so we're bumping heads.
Right.
How it may seem. Okay, I got my question. Yeah. So it seems easy to connect with out of this bond,
trauma bond,
but
right?
How hard it is?
Is it
even in the easy connection? Mm. That's a good. There you go.
It's not hard at all,
huh?
It's not hard at all. I'm gonna tell you.
Explain.
I actually experienced that with my husband.
Okay.
So I was the type. I was shut down in a minute because I was. Like I said, from childhood, I felt unheard. So I carried into my adulthood where I felt unheard. So that became my behavior. I'll just squash it because I don't like drama. Don't bring that to me. But then my husband is the same way. He'll just shut down, like no conversation. And so when you think it would be hard, it actually was not. It was a self-evaluation because now you're dealing with yourself, right?
Uh-oh.
When you're doing it, it's fine. it's fine when you're doing it. Mm-hmm. But then when you're getting it back, you're like, oh my God.
Right.
Like, is this what it feels like? Because if this is what it feels like, I don't want to go through this again. So I'm going to have to change this behavior so that he can change this behavior. Because I can't correct him until I correct myself.
Right, okay. Right, right.
So it actually became a tool of correction for me.
Okay.
And gotcha. Then it actually caused us both to grow. So it wasn't hard because it's like you're dealing with yourself. And then it's like, ouch, that hurt.
Wow.
Right. That would make me think it would be hard in that aspect because we don't like the reason why we silent because we don't want to face that part of us. Mm-hmm. So that's what made me think it would be hard. Like, yeah, for me to actually face the trauma every day, but I'm outside looking at it, like that to me would be tough.
What you say, BJ? What you say, man?
I say different strokes for different folks. For one, you know, I can kind of concur that, you know, I don't. Not knowing how to talk about it, again, the skill is just not going to magically be there. Mm-hmm. Like, it might be easy to recognize it's a need, but the skill still has to be developed, the understanding, the patience. And, again, sometimes when you hurt, those things are sometimes just hard to execute, you know, because your feelings are already fragile. Your identity is fragile and challenging. So sometimes that gets in the way of hearing the need or the desire or the request. And so if you are out there and you struggle with that, I think that's actually natural. You just got to work through that struggle to eventually those communication skills get developed, that empathy starts sinking in. And you know, I think it's a process. I wouldn't say you just, oh yeah, we need to talk about things and that's what happens.
I agree. And that different strokes it's for different folks thing. The different strokes for different folks. That's like, It helps you to understand there are so many different faces of silence. Like, you can't just pinpoint it and say, okay, that's it. No, that's not. It's a lot of different ways that have y'all ever seen, I don't know, maybe it's just me in my head. I just had a thought. Well, you got one face right here. You have one face right here. And you have one face right here. Have y'all ever seen something like that? Or is it just in my head?
Just in your head.
Yeah, don't give me that visual. I got to sleep tonight.
But so it's like the different faces of silence. Okay, so what would be a face of silence that you would think of? Like, if you take that mask off, what do you think that face will look like?
Silence?
Yeah.
I don't think silence is a face. I don't think that. I just think silence is just how you respond to the situation. You know, it's always the silence is a verb. So it's the action that comes behind what was going on. So this is your response. Your response is either communicate or just be quiet. You know what I'm saying? How you handle it. Yeah. And like he said, there's certain skills that were not developed. See, Ernest said, but baritone, he said, it's situational. And I get what you're saying with that being situational, but I just believe that and we always hear the saying that they say opposites attract. Mm-hmm. And I don't agree with that.
What you mean?
I don't agree with opposites attract because, again, like I said, our traumas which are normally the same. You know, you may have been hurt by your mama. Oh, your mama may have shut you down and my mama may have shut me down. And this is what brought us together.
Yeah.
Because the conversation, oh, your mother has said something to you too? What? And so this is, and it's like that trick or that negative thought in our mind is what brought us together. Mm-hmm. So now what we're doing is now we're developing that one thing that caught it together. This is what we're basing our relationship on. It's based on that negative thing. So now what we're doing is protecting ourselves instead of really growing and helping each other develop.
Yeah.
What we're doing is now protecting each other from actually dealing with somebody that's going to shut you down, because that's the very thing that caused the trauma.
Right.
So we're keeping you away from the trauma. So I'm just saying that to say we got to really be careful of who and what brings us together in relationships.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That is the, even though silence is, I would say sometimes it's good, but it's not good. It's really not good because communication is the foundation of a relationship.
Yeah.
You have to be able to communicate healthily. Mm-hmm. So that means I have to be able to know what you're going through and have a healthy conversation, especially as the man, because, you know, I always go biblical.
Go ahead.
God gave man, he gave Adam the command, not the command, but he gave them the word. He said, don't eat of this tree.
Right.
If you eat of this tree, you will surely die.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That means he gave Adam the word.
Yes, he did.
He gave not only did he give Adam the word, but he gave Adam a choice. Mm-hmm. Choose to obey the word.
Right.
So that means it was given to the man. So if a man is going to the woman
come on.
For the protection, when God has given him the mm-hmm. order to go straight to God. Now, when we turn it from that to say, now I need to make sure that you are there to help me in my situation. And that's not how it's supposed to be, because the command and the word was given to him to give to her.
Okay, so wait, how are we relating that to?
So I'm saying, no, I'm using that to say this, that it is important for us to not allow the situation to take over our emotions. You know, even though we attract on the same thing, even though we're connected on the, you know, I was talking about the trauma coming. Yeah. So we have to really understand that it is important as men to not attract or to not connect with a person that's going to help you heal when you need to actually get that healing from God. Because
right, okay, I got you.
Yeah, the point is being that person, and that means you, even before you get in relationships, I say this too, but you know, and I'm sure you can contest, before you even get in relationships, and a lot of times we use relationships to be the thing that helps us to get over or to mask or to be silent. So instead of that, we need to deal with that first. Mm-hmm. And that's what we don't do. We don't deal with us first.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I think that's unfair, though. I think that's so unfair to put that kind of pressure on a man.
Okay.
What do you
okay.
mean?
Because God connected us to people. Even if you take us out of a relationship of a wife and a husband, mm-hmm. our healing, everything about us, he connects us to each other. That's why we're a body, mm-hmm. right?
Right, okay.
Because we lean on each other for healing, for edification, for so many things, exhortations. There's so many things we depend on each other for.
Gotcha.
And so to take yourself in the marriage and say, I got to get this healing, she shouldn't have to help. That's not fair. Because she's going to need you and you're going to need her. And that's why the two were joined together to become one. Because as you're becoming one, both of you are growing in different ways mm-hmm. based off of what you're giving to each other. So I think that's so unfair to tell even put that on yourself as a man. So much responsibility. Yes, I do agree. You should depend on God, and your focus should be on your relationship with God. However, he connected you to this woman for a reason. That's why he also said for Adam, it's not good for a man to be alone. Because if Adam could have did all that on his own, God wouldn't have said it wasn't good for him.
That's true.
Yeah, let me.
So okay, stop putting all that pressure.
Yeah, if I could, I like talking in analogies and stuff like that. I mean, obviously, best practices, you know, have a habit, have a behavior to heal and have that relationship with God so that you're not solely dependent on people for that. I actually fully understand and agree with that. And to your point, as you were talking, I thought about, you know, he said, woe to the man who's by himself, you know, because if, you know, who's to keep him warm at night, or if someone's trying to attack him, you know, if he was standing with another, they could chase him away or defeat him. So God definitely values that. And he also talks about that's why even a cord of three is even stronger. So he wants that relationship and mm-hmm. build. I like to think of, let's just imagine, you know, let's just talk about the physical body right now, all the limbs work and things of that nature. And you hook up with somebody and then you break your arm, right? You expect some type of care. So I don't like talking about relationships as in you're statically ready. I think that's the mistake we all make, that we've done all the work.
Right.
So that there's no struggle. There's no responsibility. Mm. That's felonious. Mm. And yes, As a man, we would like she may be got it all together, but we don't know what life would insert into her life that she doesn't have to have it together. And the same thing goes for the man. Yeah, we may have it all together when you meet us, but we don't know what life will insert into that man's right. life to where he doesn't have it together. And as a marriage and as a union, you got to still be okay. You do got to know how to lean on each other and help each other right. through your brokenness. Mm-hmm. So yeah, ideally, no, you don't recklessly just go out there. I think to your point, you don't just like throw all your trauma and things on someone, and that's absolutely correct. You know you got issues, make sure you're working on those and mm-hmm. don't jump on somebody for that. But at the same time, I don't want us to believe that the work is done and that won't be the responsibility inside the relationship.
It's a balance.
Yeah.
You got you. So here's the thing, and I hear what you're saying, Zania, about putting the pressure on, but I really honestly believe that's how God designed it. Because remember, even before then, what he said was he placed Adam in the garden.
Mm-hmm.
The garden was God's presence. So what he did was he allowed him to deal with himself in the presence of God.
Mm-hmm.
So you are, and he said, it's that man who has a purpose, who is in my presence. It's that man that does not need to be alone. I will create a helper suitable for that.
So curious, what does helpmate look like then?
It's the Holy Spirit.
No, he said the wife would be the helpmate. Yeah, right, so what does right. that look like in that relationship?
And that means God has placed, he has partnered up with the Spirit of God in that realm, because now, because he's in his presence, now God is partnering.
And I'm asking what the wife, like? As okay. the wife is said to be the helpmate.
The helpmate.
So what is that? As her,
got
her
function. Like?
Yeah.
Okay, so what that looked like is now her helping with a purpose. This man who has now vision, this man who has an understanding of his purpose. Because again, a lot.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Graham laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Graham keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Graham laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
A lot of times, if we don't really deal with ourselves and we don't get in his presence, we don't know who we are. We don't have a purpose behind, you know what I'm saying? We are running I'm trying to find out who we are. Do you know how hard it is to help somebody who don't know how to even...
But see, that's the whole purpose why he needed help. Okay, so let me tell you what it looked like to me.
Okay.
Transparent moment.
Okay.
Okay, in our relationship, before we got married, my husband was very hurt and in a lot of pain, and he was dealing with a whole bunch of past stuff and present stuff, okay? So I was not a consideration
I
would have wanted to be in the relationship. However, when we got married, as far as a helpmate, some of that residue was still there. Not saying I'm perfect. We just talking about as a helpmate, right? So what I had to do, and some of which you didn't even know about, silently, I had to take you before God so many times and ask God, help me to know how to deal with this situation because I don't know. It was some things that you were still dealing with, and it triggered some stuff that I was going through. So in the midst of God helping me to help you, he was also helping me to realize some things about myself. So therefore, hand in hand, we was kind of growing together differently, but kind of the same. And so what I had to do was I had to learn when certain things that you would do when you would get really, really upset. I had to understand certain ways, I mean, reasons as to why that happened like that. So I had to get to know you a little bit better about your past. I had to get to know about you in past relationships. We were friends, so it was a lot of stuff we already kind of like traded with each other before we even got together. But as a helpmeet, you didn't come into the marriage already right.
Yeah, so I can't be the hypocrite because my wife wasn't willing to help me through some things. We wouldn't, it wouldn't go work.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, like I said, I get it. Ideally, you know, you got everything down, you know, the whole. But, and here's the other part too, because that says statistically, a man figures out his career by 35.
Mm-hmm.
Most of us get married before 35. Mm-hmm. And so again, that's what I'm saying. You're still, it's a journey. I use this word when I talk about relationships all the time. Right. It's a journey. You may start your journey on the in the field, on the road, on the highway, but you still got more to go. Mm-hmm. And we talk about better or worse, all this. So if it's a worse,
that means
why do we expect anybody to have it all together?
Right.
I listened to Getting Ready for the Day. Lecrae got this song called Broken, and you know, Broken Pieces. Mm-hmm. He said, we all just a bunch of broken pieces. I'm not together right now. Right. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, I got stuff I still need work on, God to help me with, my wife to understand, to edify me with. I'm broken now. Right. I can function, but I'm not complete and whole. Yeah. I won't give anybody the reason to believe that about me. But you know what? It also allows me to have empathy and connect with others. He said, as you suffered in God, you can give that same experience and understanding to the next man. Like, right. It serves a purpose. So, like, again, all that fallacy about having it all together, none of us do. Mm-hmm. That's the whole point of us being able to be present with each other.
Got you. And that's a key point.
To connect with God, too.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. That's true. But here's you know, I'm always the one that.
I really figured it out by now.
We all here.
I'm always that one that got to come from the other angle, but I really believe this. I believe this wholeheartedly.
Uh-huh.
A lot of times, because we have culture, we have people who have, and I believe this because I was talking about this Sunday.
We have culture, we have people who have
their opinions about certain things, how we should deal with certain things. So we have all of these other influences.
Right.
And these other influences, to me, kind of hinder our progress. You know, I'm gonna tell you why I say that, because culture has a way and kingdom has a way.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So if we are listening to this way, this is an influence for us to go a whole nother way on our journey or on our process.
Right.
And what we do is we make that process as longer than we should. Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna give an example. My wife, I've dealt with coming from Atlanta, New York, I dealt with a lot of women, and I had kids out of wedlock. And before I knew it, this is a transparent moment,
y'all.
This is a transparent moment.
I'm honored.
This is a transparent moment. I promise you, this is transparent. So because I was trying to fill a void myself, and not really getting that void straight from God, like having him do it, I filled it a way that my homies told me, man, you know, my boys was telling me to do this, and this is what everybody was doing.
Right.
So I got in trouble behind that and had bad situations raising my kids. I love my kids, but I never gave my wife a kid. And in my head, because of my past experiences, I was like, I ain't having no kid with my wife. I'm 50 years old. I'm not trying to have no, and realizing that when you get married, this is what I had to learn this. I read this today. I was studying today. When we come together, especially as one, it don't say in the Bible that sex was for your enjoyment. It was for the purpose of procreating. Mm-hmm. It don't say it was for it. Nowhere. Now I could be wrong.
Well, I would say I'm a poet, and in the book of Songs of Solomon, there's all about enjoyment and fulfillment up in that book. So
I said, correct me if I'm wrong, but I do know the purpose of it.
Yeah. I'm just saying it's there. It's there.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Yeah, but I do know the purpose of it is to procreate. Mm-hmm. But because of my experiences and because of how I did it the wrong way, I didn't afford my wife that.
Right.
Okay. I have to say this. You opened the door for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whoa. Uh-oh. and you don't know BJ,
okay,
but Zany, you know, and so many others who I probably know. Followed us. Do you know that my whole desire was to have a family? I'm a family chick. My name is Alma, outside of Lady Free, and my name means to nurture. Mm. Okay, soul in Spanish. I always wanted a big family. But then I got in a relationship and a marriage with a man who was silently broken, and so was I. And we never had kids. So I felt like we never had our own legacy to carry from us. I mean, he has amazing children, and I have a son on my own, so together we have five. But he never, to this very moment, right here, right now, ever, am I wrong?
Yes.
Never, no, ever spoke out of his mouth to say, wow, I didn't give my wife. And I never, he told me, ooh, I'm just too old. Never gave me a reason why. Yeah. Never really specifically said this is why, and then because never said I.
Look at the growth, right?
That's awesome.
So, so to me, like for everybody that see me with my mouth like wow, it's like to me, y'all can't
baritone. Listen, bro.
Even regardless, regardless, and this is one of those like the different faces of silence that I was talking about. This is one of the faces.
Ben, here's a point I want to make too with this, because I'm sure, obviously, Hurt Pocket or, you know, something you guys have carried. But also, I'm sure you guys wouldn't sum up your marriage to that issue. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm saying is like, a healthy relationship is not void of having a healing process and brokenness within it. It's going to be there. It's a part of the journey. And just like if I break my arm, I can still walk. I'm fine. I just, my arm broke for right now, but it'll get better. In the meantime, I can kick ball, whatever else I got to do to enjoy life. And so it's like, as though it is a responsibility, it doesn't have to be the identity of your marriage. If that's all you focus on is the brokenness, that's all you will ever experience.
Right.
But there are some great things that brought you together. There's the love of God covering you to make sure you're able to enjoy life and enjoy each other through your healing process, just like he's doing with you.
Right.
Because you sin daily, right? So you are, you are fault. You are at a fault every day. But yet he still blesses you, love on you. So again, it's like, yes, it's, I think, in a funny thing about communication, I think we're talking about two different things when we talk about the helpmate and you're talking about the responsibility of a man. Absolutely. That is the responsibility of the man. But as we're talking about helping and through hurt, that is a prerequisite. You got to be prepared in your heart and your mind to do that duty, man or woman, in the relationship. But as a man, absolutely. Wow. If I can give wisdom to somebody coming after me and say, hey, man, get your stuff together, you'll struggle less, right? Yeah. But you still going to struggle.
That's the book, but you still going to struggle.
He did say, he said, husbands loved your wives as Christ loved the church, and he gave his life for it. So that means you gotta sacrifice your whole, sometimes you may have to sacrifice what you're struggling with just to make sure you see see her needs to help her.
Yo, I'm healed. Hallelujah. I just had a healing moment, baby. Y'all don't even understand. And it's recorded. Wow. I know you do, because we talk.
God's working on me. When you get get in that word, man, you get in that word and you truly understand. That's why I said, you know, it's like when you really allow certain things to take over your thought pattern, and you allow those experiences to really take over how you feel. The heart. You know what I'm saying? Once you think it, it becomes a part of how you feel.
Okay, I have a question.
Yeah.
So you gonna give me a baby now?
I ain't saying that. BJ said, whoa.
That's why I was over here laughing to myself, y'all.
Hold on, wait a minute. Baritone said they gonna make a baby tonight, Abraham and Sarah. Baritone.
Man.
The O'Neill effect.
I replaced Luther Vandross, you know.
That's
so funny, though.
LaShia said, say that and get off my street. Come on here.
Girl, we all on your street.
We all are. But you know what, though, man? That's key, though. You know, I mean, we are going to struggle because, you know, he said that, you know, saying we're going to go through. We're going to, you know, saying there is a process. But I believe, like I said, man, you know, our process don't have to be ongoing. Like you said, if you make the struggle the basis of your relationship, then that makes the process go a little longer than it have to be. You know what I'm saying? We don't have to do that. If we focus on the one who can, that deals with those struggles.
That deals with the silence. Right. So, okay, so this 100%. Is my question.
Yeah.
Okay, I have a good question.
Hold on, because I wanted to back up to your question, though. Because Pastor Jay just said it's a verb, but I feel like, you know, yes, I agree with him that it's a verb, but it does show up as a face. Mm-hmm. It shows up as
you anger. Saw mine.
It shows up as bitterness. It shows up as resentment. It has different faces. I just named a few, but it shows up as different faces. It just show up as just simply pain.
Right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's like tears that chart
down my face.
It's like that chart when you're a kid and it says, okay, what emotion is that? Sadness. What emotion is that? Mad. It comes out in different faces. Yeah.
Because how else would you know how they're feeling? Unless it comes out, because a lot of times our body language is actually communication. It speaks,
right.
We don't say what words. It's on our body. It could be in our shoulders. It could be in our face. It can show up in many different ways. It can show up even how we do an activity.
Right. How many times have you heard a man say, "What's wrong with you?" Nothing. Yeah, that's a face. That's one of them faces.
But in the two to what you're saying,
energy.
A response always gets a response. So if you respond with silence, something's going to show up from that response. Something is going to show up, but it's still your reaction or what happens from the silence or from the talking out. Something is going to happen.
Right.
It could be a noun or a verb.
Yeah, exactly.
So we have the balancer over here.
Yeah, the balance.
Okay, so can I ask my question now?
Go ahead.
How do you break the silence? We've talked about it, the trauma, the broken pieces, where it comes from. How do you break it? Like, you're in a relationship now. Let's say somebody even got into a relationship from their low place, then they married it. Mm-hmm. Okay, so there's brokenness going on, and all I know to do is when things start going crazy, I'm just going to be silent, or my silence might look like one of those faces that we just discussed. How do you break the silence? And I'm talking about in a healthy way, though, guys.
Right, absolutely.
I think it starts with a decision. It goes back to what BJ said. It's definitely going to be a process, because I know I told my story earlier, and I left out the process. It wasn't like overnight things changed.
Right.
It's definitely a process, but it all starts with a decision. Okay, do I want to continue feeling this way? Mm-hmm. Do I want to continue with the reaction I'm getting from it or being unheard? Because we don't even realize in our silence, what we're desiring is still being unfulfilled. Why? Because you didn't properly communicate what you want.
Right.
So it just comes down to a decision. How do I really get what I really want? How do I communicate what I really need? Mm-hmm. And what is it that I really need? Because I'm hurting over this. Is that really what I want?
Exactly.
Like you, it really comes down to a decision.
Yeah, I would like to kind of chime in on that kind of personal experience or process, I will say. I think first, and you got to provide yourself a safe space, and to do that, you need a healthy identity of self. Mm-hmm. So outside relationship, unrelated, just things going on. Like my life was like in shambles. Right. And I found solace and say, man, no matter all this stuff I'm able to name, God still calls me his son. Mm. And that's got to matter. Mm. Like to the point, like it could bring me like, that's like the emotional safety and spiritual safety I had. So from there, I can embrace not having it all together. You know, it's like, it's okay. Mm-hmm. I still got a father, you know, at the end of the day. So I first start talking to myself and him about it before trying to direct it to anybody else. Cause I got to deal and process first. Mm-hmm. And I got to see what he says about what I'm saying, you know, at the end of the day, so that I can, you know, be at peace. Now, of course, now there's, I think relationally, it's a mutual offer and create the safe space. Like, I know when my wife and I first got together, when she would voice something, I'm trying to do what?
Fix it.
Right. Yep. And that wasn't the space. It was to be seen and heard. And so in relationally, either you got to know that as the listener, or what I would appreciate it hey, I just need you to listen and hear. So that I'm not like, because, you know, we think we're doing something. I don't want to leave you like that. We need to do something. I don't want you feeling that way and so forth. And I'm frustrating her because she's like, hey, what I'm telling you this for? Right. You know, so my bad. But I think that's the second. Like, once you've come, like, aligned yourself with what God says about you and truly feel his love. And I know it's not desirable as much because it's not a physical person we can reach out and touch, but he's just that real. Yeah. And we got to trust in that and give it to him. Then I feel like it's safe to kind of open up and explore, because, you know, you never know what you're going to hear from other people at the end of the day. But God's word is true, it's sovereign, it's loving, it washes, you know. So that was, without that, I would not have had the sanity to walk through my brokenness.
Wow. Gotcha.
Yeah, wow. I would say, you know, that's a good point, man. And I think next week we need to bring you and Baritone on here. We need to bring Baritone, you listening? We need to bring both of y'all on here next week. For real, that'll be powerful. I just think, you know, and I've seen it in the comments, man. I say that I believe if we just really be intentional about understanding what's keeping us silent. Like, if you have to ask questions, you know, if you have to be intentional about getting an understanding of what you're dealing with.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And getting, not just getting the understanding, but getting the information that's going to help you understand why you where you are. And then accessing it with the wisdom, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
putting in application of the information that's lacking, because 9 times out of 10 you're silent because you just don't know.
Yeah, being able to name it is what you're saying.
Yes, that's exactly.
Powerful. Yeah, absolutely.
You just don't know. So know what you're dealing with. You know what I'm saying? Find out what it is. Get the information to help you heal from that and move forward. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's important. So before you want to say something to me, or I mean, Azania?
Oh no, I said my point.
Because I want BJ to close us out with a poem, man. I want him to kick a little piece, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, he's a dope poet. If he boys with baritone, I know he's a beast.
All right, that's
so
big.
So I want him to big kick shoes. A little something.
Wait, Lady Free. You didn't ask Lady Free though. Free, you good?
Yeah.
You had something else to say?
She asked a question.
She may have an answer too.
Well, I mean, say nothing.
No, you know what?
She would have chimed in. That's why
Shit.
I know.
You came. She had me. You had me, right? But no, I'm good. I would have did like that double dutch. I would have jumped in.
No,
you know?
She could. I know my wife. She jump in.
Oh,
she
don't, I jumped
she
in.
Take her space.
I jumped in. Right.
Yeah. You ain't got to push her in the rope. She going to jump in.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So, poem. All right. Let's just jump into it. All right. You don't have to cry tonight. Just lay your head by my side. Temperatures can get so cold. Let my fire fill your soul. Can't change what happened in your past. I promise this time love will last. Woman, you're a beauty. Not the adjective, but the noun. Profound, created to be loved and adored. I visioned you as a star in the sky. But the only twinkles you see is from the tears in your eyes. Enduring the times you were shoved and ignored. So much grief. Look how much pain your heart has absorbed. So weak, but love makes you strong enough to stay. And as soon as you start to think things will get better, he brings on the bad weather. But you hope if you cried a little louder, he'll hear you today. And though he did, you couldn't believe his reply. See, you thought he'd say he loved you, but all he said was goodbye. And though he left, the crying remained. Hurt made you complain. Bitterness made you refuse to give yourself to anybody else, but did you miss the wisdom that was to be gained? See, you can't give something to somebody that doesn't belong to them because they won't respect it. If you only knew the things he was about to do to you. See, I did, so I had to cut away your heart to protect it. To nurse it back to health and correct it. See, I saw you loving him and leaving me. And he doesn't even amount to a tenth of what I do. Woman, I loved you so much that I died for you. You don't have to cry tonight. Just lay your head by my side. Temperatures can get so cold. Let my fire fill your soul. Can't change what happened in your past. I promise this time love will last. Just think where we would be if you spent as much time with me as you did with the one that left you here. See, you were so focused on him that you failed to realize that you had love and protection because I kept you near. See, woman, before I created you, I designated you to be a queen. But you just sought thrills instead of seeking my will, which put you in position to be treated like anything. So you let him desecrate my temple, your body, and to be pretty honest, that has me pretty frustrated. But even still, your spirit is worth more than your mistakes. So for the sake of love, I forgave it. But I must admit I hate it. Witnessing you, staring into a mirror, failing to recognize what's in front of you. See, you've clouded your eyes with all of your heartbreaks and mistakes so much that low self-esteem is haunting you. And the world is calling you to throw it away with some alcohol and one last booty call. But to let it go down like that, I refuse to. See, I will use everything that defeated you to complete you. Piecing your pain together with your praise to use you. See, he abused you, misused you, but now I choose to elevate you. If you would just agree to love me first, I will grant you all that you need, all that your heart desires. Your soul will be on the fire. See, I am the living water to quench your thirst. So why not have a relationship with me? I and you and me, not sexually yet intimately so much that you witness the greatest love ever. I've already offered my heart and my head and my hands on my side of one night to conquer it all so that one day, yeah, you and I could be together forever. And I know it's not easy, but woman, I pray you wait for me rather than settle for anything. Because you may have been treated like nothing by every man on this earth, but to your heavenly father, you're worth everything. Thank you.
Whoa! Man, you got so much. You got a bunch of snaps in the comments.
Okay.
Snaps.
Okay.
Come on, snaps.
Snap with it. Snap
you
with
got
it.
A bunch of snaps, man.
Whoa.
Patricia. Whoa! Bro.
Come on here.
Bro.
Okay.
Bro. Whew. Whoa. Hold on.
I caught a chill here and there. I tried to keep my little, myself. That was so, like, relatable.
Dude, that was dope.
That was so relatable.
Yo, put snap, man. Y'all put the snaps in the chat, man. Y'all. Come on here. Man. That was dope. Man, listen. Y'all can check him out. First of all, he got a book coming out.
That's right.
He got a play he about to be in.
That's right.
What's the name of the play?
The play is called If You Love Me. It's here in Houston.
If You Love Me.
At September 20th, September 21st, we at the Match Theater. We got two Saturday shows and a Sunday show. Please come out, support.
Absolutely.
I play the main character. It is a love story. See if I get my relationship in order or not, you know.
Cool.
When I say it's a phenomenal play, man, like, we've done it. We've been blessed to do it in certain cities and stuff. And, man, we're full. The audience is always full by the end of the show. So please come out, check that out.
Okay.
And, of course, yeah, well-versed.
Absolutely.
Come check out some dope poetry. Like, I did a little something. I'm telling you, we bring some great content and talented artists. So again, that's going to be September 27th at Paper Co. It's 1100 Elder Street.
1100 Elder.
Right, so, but come out, man. We have a great time there. I will be there talking more about my book as well and selling it. So yeah.
Okay.
All right, and we have to bring up one more thing before we recap. Okay. Lovelations. If you go on to, I found it on Instagram, I believe, right?
Okay, yeah, Instagram. Yeah, I have Lovelations.
Go on Instagram, subscribe to Lovelations, and we hopefully will get more posts and more.
Yeah. And I'm also on TikTok. I do a little talk about relationships on there. Just as BJ O'Neill, BJ Benjamin, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
How about that? You what BJ stand for?
Here's the funny part about it. BJ doesn't stand for anything. Benjamin is the fake name. BJ is the real name. That's my government, man.
Oh,
I know.
Wow. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Amazing. Okay, so.
But listen, but we have to bring you and Baritone on here.
Absolutely.
We got to bring both of y'all.
I'm going to spit something when y'all come back.
You
got to
bring them on here, okay?
She said, y'all heard it right here. She's going to spit next time. I'm going to spit.
See, when you look into my eyes and see the scotch.
Snaps.
Already. Okay, wait. Let's back it up. Let's back it up just a little bit. Lovelations. Tell us more about Lovelations.
All right. So it sounds fancy, but it actually has a meaning. So it's love, tribulation, revelation. As a person who's always been enthusiastic about the pursuit of love and relationship, and all my failure along the way, I realized this pattern that I have the opportunity to love, go through those trials and tribulations, but learn from it. That way I'm becoming better myself and better suited to be in relationships. So I'm becoming better and not bitter. So again, love relations is about embracing a journey and regardless of what happens, becoming better because of it.
Okay. And that's how you break the silence. Going through your journey, facing all of the struggle and the pain, learning from it so you can be better in it. Yeah, that's absolutely how you break it.
One more thing. You was talking earlier about, you said baritone, it was
Authorficial.
Authorficial.
Authorficial, okay. Yeah. So again, it's just recognizing, we call it like certified art, authors that, you know, are true to their craft, bringing true content and, okay, you know, serving their purpose. Gotcha. In that. Of course, baritone made the word up, so he'll be able to give even a more eloquent definition, but okay, that's gotcha the sense of it. So again, we highlight someone who's gifted and in their lane in gotcha authorship,
okay,
basically.
Gotcha. Yeah, okay, cool. Man, but this was dope. We have to bring you and baritone on here, man.
I'm with it.
We gotta bring y'all.
I think what I think need to happen though, I think I need to relinquish my seat so y'all can have a man talk in the man cave.
Yeah.
Well, that would be good.
I think that Zane, me and you'll just have to watch from the cloud. Yeah. Because I think that a lot of times when we talk about relationships, females, we have our say, and then the men, they have their say. But to hear three strong men talking about relationships from a place of where they've been, where they are right now, where they're going, health, and all of that good stuff, I think that'll be a dope show. Man Talk in the Man Cave.
Yeah, right. let's look at
that. Yeah, I like that.
Let's work that out. But listen, y'all, that's our time, man. Man, BJ, man, thank you so much.
It's a blessing.
Bro.
Thank you guys for having me so much.
I enjoy myself. Oh, man, we got to bring y'all guys back,
we
man.
We enjoy you. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you for coming on. Listen, y'all. Please like, share. If you like the content today, man, share it with somebody. Man, this brother, he spit some dope.
Us.
Man, he blessed us today, tonight.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Share it. Oh, we are on everything. Spotify, Amazon, Apple Podcasts, YouTube.
Facebook.
YouTube, Instagram. My tube, his tube, her tube.
Right, right.
We are all the tubes. So please share. Listen, I'm your boy.
Wait. Hold on. Now. What I want to say is this. You see how I jump? Baby, I jumped in.
Okay? I told you.
So listen, this is the thing. On YouTube, we desire to get our subscribers up. This is not a beg. This is we're giving you content that's helping bless marriages, bless the family. When you bless the family, you blessing them babies. You learning how to be a better parent. We learning how to do things kingdom way. We want you guys not only to see the videos and like them, we want you to subscribe. We're trying to get the subscribers up. So can y'all help us do that? We would really appreciate Chef Real Talk TV on YouTube. Let's get them subscribers up.
All
now.
Right, now. I'm your boy.
Benediction.
with the same energy, please.
I'm your boy, Pastor J.
I'm your girl, Lady Free.
And I'm Zany
Young. I got all this.
Hey.
And we got our boy BJ in here, man.
And BJ. I love that. Y'all listen, until next time, we're going to see y'all again. Don't forget to subscribe, and we love ya. Peace.
Thanks for watching.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.